With just taking these essential verses, and as I said at the beginning, the whole Bible is essential, but the Lord has drawn me to a handful of verses that I have needed in my own life. I know that you need them in your life, and so we're going to dig in and see what he has for us tonight. I think all of us have heard the phrase, or we've said the phrase before, a woman's work is never done, right? We would all agree with that. We are diligent and we clean our house just to have it get dirty again. We wash all the clothes and get them all put away, and then they all wear them again. And then we have to do it all over again. We make the bed every morning, and it looks really nice just to have it unmade again at night. We may spend hours in the kitchen preparing a delicious meal, all the chopping and all of that and everything, and you just make that presentation. You sit down, it's gone in 10 minutes. Or you spend hours baking that birthday cake and you're decorating it, you know, and just making it right, and then it's just, again, consumed very quickly, and on and on and on about our daily lives. And why do we do those things? And so much more in our doing. Because they need to be done, and because they're the right thing to do, and because we love the ones and care about them that we do them for. Tonight's verse is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And how many of us know that verse and have hidden it in our hearts, and boy, does it come to our remembrance when we get tired, when we get weary, because we do get tired and we do get weary from doing all kinds of things. Physical things, those things that I just mentioned, and so many more things that as we pour out and we minister. And we remember this verse too when we're growing weary because we're just putting out and we don't seem to get refilled. We don't seem to get back or get anything in return, or we don't see the fruit of our labors. Nobody seems to care. And we go to this verse for encouragement. I certainly do, and I have over the years. And I don't know where you are right now. We're all in different places concerning weariness in doing good, or, you know, we're all weary for different reasons, or maybe you're not weary. Maybe you've got a lot of energy, and you've got your strength renewed, and you're ready to go, but you can just tuck this away for a time down the road that weariness might creep in. So the Lord has directed my heart to this because I think he wants to speak to not only me, but to you too, to give you some encouragement tonight. Simple verse, simple thought, but it can be a lifeline. It can be life-changing in our hearts and in our lives. For context, Paul in the book of Galatians, back in chapter 5, he's talking about the Spirit and the Spirit's work and walking in the Spirit, for us to yield to the Spirit so we don't walk in the flesh. And he talks about the fruit of the Spirit flowing through our lives. And then moving into chapter 6, as we saw the last time we were together, about helping a brother or sister in need, bearing one another's burdens, making allowances for people. Then he moves on and he talks about sowing and reaping. What we sow, we will reap. And so in this context, verse 9, that we should not grow weary while doing good. We should not grow weary while we're walking in the Spirit and saying no to our flesh and yes to the Spirit, we shouldn't grow weary while the fruit of the Spirit should be flowing out of our lives while we're ministering to one another, helping one another, encouraging one another, and as we sow to the Spirit in our own lives and into other people's lives. All of those things are good, and they are doing good. Our lives are supposed to be a life of ministry and a life of giving out and doing good. But the Lord knows that we do grow weary while doing good. We do get tired. He had Paul write again in 2 Thessalonians, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." And then 1 Corinthians 15:58, which we'll look at tonight, "To be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And so, for tonight, let's just talk about a few practical ways that we as women do good and do those good things, and maybe some reason why we get weary, how we can not get weary, or at least stop the process before we get there, and then the promise that the Lord gives us as we walk with Him and do good. So most of us, not all of us, I know, but most of us are moms, and so we'll just kind of start with motherhood. Mothers do good all day long, and mothers give out all day long. They give, and they give, and they give, and they give. From the time a baby is born until you usher them out of the house, and even beyond, a mother's heart is to do good for her children. And a mom can really get tired, especially when there's little or no acknowledgement or appreciation shown for a mom, which is why Mother's Day is probably the hardest day of the year for a lot of moms. What was meant to be a day of honoring a mom has turned into a day where moms go into hiding. I put a note on my phone a couple of years ago to remind myself to leave town. Just go do something else so you don't have to lose heart. But moms can do this. But this verse tells moms, don't grow weary while doing good. Don't give up. Keep giving out. Now, not all of us, but a lot of us are married in the room, and a marriage can cause one to be weary. Wives can serve and take care of their husbands on all their needs. They can give and they can give and they can give. Some marriages are one-sided. Some marriages, the husband takes and takes and takes, and the wife gives and gives and gives. And a wife can really get tired, especially when there's little or no acknowledgement or appreciation shown. But this verse is for wives too. And it tells us as wives, don't grow weary while doing good. If we work outside of our home and we're employed somewhere, we can work very hard for our boss or for a company. We can work long hours. We can work extra hours without extra pay. We do what is right for our boss or for the company. Again, we're giving out, and we can grow weary while doing that, especially when we don't get recognized or compensated, or when you feel taken advantage of. Yet this verse tells us, as an employee, not to grow weary while doing good. We're all Christians. We're called to Christian service. All Christians are called to serve. We can volunteer within our church. And we can serve and we can give of our time and of our energy. We can be encouragers. We can minister to other people. We can reach out to other people. We can bear the burdens of those that we minister with. And we can get really tired while serving the Lord and doing good in that way, especially when there is no recognition or verbal thanks or appreciation shown. And yet this verse is for us as Christian servants, that we are not to grow weary while doing good. And then outside of the walls of the church, out there in the world as Christians, when we are called to share and show the love of Jesus to everyone. And so when we're out and about, we're doing good. We are opening doors for strangers. We're helping strangers carry something or helping them with something. We speak kind words when people are grumpy. When somebody cuts us off of the road and starts yelling at us because we've done something wrong, we're going to show kindness back. Or that checker at the store who's having a bad day, we return that with kindness and love. We extend mercy and grace to our neighbor or to help someone in need. Just being a follower of the Lord, doing that, and we can get tired. We can grow weary of doing good, especially when we're mistreated. When we give out love, when we give out mercy, when we give out grace, and what we're getting back is nothing like that at all. It's the complete opposite. We can grow weary of being the nice guy all the time. There's so many things or good things that we do. There's so many more good things that we do and that is being referred to, and those good things are the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the fruit of the Holy Spirit flowing through our lives as we yield to the control of the Holy Spirit. It's His work in us to be like Jesus and to share His love to the stranger, to the coworker, to our Christian brothers and sisters, to our husbands, to our children, to our family. Now, as you think about it, in your doing good, and sometimes we don't ever think in those terms, but we are doing good as Christians, as we, again, are an example of the Lord, and we share His love and His grace with others, and do those things He's called us to, what areas do you tend to grow weary in? Just, you know, think for a second. Maybe you've never thought about it, or maybe you go, boy, I know, you know, it's the same thing. But, you know, you just think about that. That's an area. I don't grow weary here, but I really grow weary here. I'm tired in this area. And think about why that is. Some of us can grow weary doing things, and we are called to do things. These are good things that He's talking about, doing those things. We can get tired in trials. We can grow weary in prayer, in ministry, in discipling or training our children or all those kind of things. But could it be that we tend to grow weary in those areas that there really isn't any acknowledgement for what we're doing? There isn't a thank you. There isn't any kind of appreciation shown to us. I mean, you just think about that. And you think about this, maybe you have one area or one good thing you're doing or area you're serving or whatever. You get a lot of affirmation from that. Are you going to grow tired? But when it's silent, Maybe we grow tired in that. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it tells us, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now the word steadfast, The word weary from Galatians, I jumped ahead of myself. The word weary, according to Wiest, who's a Greek scholar, he said this, it's as a husbandman or a farmer who is tempted to slacken his exertions by reason of weariness caused by prolonged effort. So he's just a hard worker, and he's just getting so tired, he's gonna let up because he is that exhausted. And so that's the word weary in that. Weary. Did I say worry? Weary in Galatians 6. That's to the point. It's not a physical exhaustion. It can be, but it's more of a mental or an emotional weariness to the point where I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. The word faint in Galatians 6:9 or lose heart, which is faint, was used for reapers overcome by heat and toil, and it means to relax the effort, to become exhausted once again. So weariness to the point of giving up. Is there anyone here tonight who's ever thought about quitting? Is there a mom in the room or in the world who has never at one point wanted to run away and think, if I had to do this over again, Some wives with a one-sided marriage might think that. Or you want to quit your job, or you want to quit your area of service. You just want to quit everything. Quit being the nice guy. We've gotten there. I think we all have. Now we're in 1 Corinthians 15:58. So the word steadfast means, and steadfast and immovable, it means persistent, seated, fixed, settled. Now this is at the end of chapter 15, and he's talking about the resurrection, and he's talking about our foundation and our beliefs in the Lord. So this steadfastness, it does speak about being steadfast and immovable in our faith, but it also refers to being steadfast and immovable as we live out our faith, as we do good. And it tells us that we are to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. It means keep doing good. Keep doing good. Don't grow weary while doing good. Always abound in the work of the Lord. And that's really hard to do when you're tired and when you're weary. Paul speaks of Epaphroditus in Ephesians, and he talks about him serving the Lord so fervently that he became so physically exhausted and sick, he was to the point of death. So, I mean, that's his body. Most of us don't work that hard to the point of a physical thing, but it's the mental, it's the emotional. It's draining to give out and to give out and to give out and to give out. We get tired. We get tired of, as a mom, you get tired of the training because they're just not getting it. You don't see it. Or you get tired on the job, or you get tired in your service again to the Lord. And he knows that. He knows that how we feel. He sees our heart, he sees our work, and he knows. And that's just a nice thing to be reminded of. Just to know the Lord sees, he knows, he understands. He understands that good that you're doing is not easy. He understands you aren't getting anything from that person to keep you going, or that thing to keep you going. He understands that. He knows that we can become physically exhausted. Remember the apostles? They were, and he called them aside to rest for a while. He knows that. He knows we can become mentally and emotionally exhausted while doing good. And he knows, whether we tell him or not, that we're ready to quit. He knows that already. And yet he still tells us, don't get there. Don't grow weary. You don't have to get there. And, you know, I thought about that. I thought, well, I've been there a lot. Okay, so Lord, why am I getting there? Why am I weary so much of the time? Why am I mentally and emotionally and physically exhausted so much of the time? You know, you try to hear the Lord, you try to keep your life balanced in only doing what he wants you to do. And so you think, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And yet I still get tired in that. Lord, what is it, Lord? I'm missing something. What am I missing? And he just reminded me of that verse in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You serve the Lord Christ. He is to be the motivation. When my eyes are on people, when my eyes are, you know, these good things that I'm doing, if my eyes are on those or the person behind it or whatever that might be, I grow weary because I'm not getting anything. But when I keep my eyes on the Lord and I remember, I'm washing these dishes for you, Lord. I'm mopping this floor. I'm teaching this Sunday school class. I'm getting up at 4 o'clock to drive here to get to work. I'm putting these extra hours in for you, not this person, not this company, not the husband, not the children, not the whoever. I'm doing it for you. Makes all the difference in the world. And I forget that. And I'm sure you forget it too. We do serve people. We're called to serve one another, but they cannot be our reason and our motivation in service. Because when people are the motivation, when recognition or praise or appreciation is just even a little part of our motivation, we will grow weary. Guaranteed. We will. You know, just you think about that. Think about, if you are weary right now, think about that. Think about the times you've been weary. Why? What was it? If my eyes were on, again, the thing, the person, I'm going to get tired. I'm going to say, I can't do this. I am going to quit. But when Jesus and him alone is the reason for my service, for my doing good and always abounding, when he's the reason, I will be steadfast and immovable. And I will not grow weary to the point of losing heart. When my eyes are on him, when I remember, you know, we are so dense or whatever it might be. Maybe it's just me. Maybe all of you don't do that. But you just forget sometimes. You just forget. We know it, but has it dropped? Do we really get that? You know, when we wake up in the morning, are we conscious of the fact, I am serving you today? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. It's all giving out for others, but I'm doing it for you. That's energizing. That's strengthening. That's a joy-filled service to the Lord. But just let that sink in. It is Jesus and Jesus alone. Has to be. And again, and I'm just going to repeat it because I want it to sink in. Because we have to let that sink in. I know that. I teach that. But until it becomes a real reality, I will grow weary. And I will forget. This whole Christian life, it's a process. Paul, at the end of his life, when he wrote it to the Philippians, he said, I have not attained. I'm not there yet. He struggled still. We remember and we do, and then for whatever reason, we go, you know, we forget. And then we get back and we do. It's a process. The whole thing, the whole growth, the whole Christian life is a process. None of us are perfect, but we're to always abound, move on, keep going. Why? Well, he tells us why, and he gives us his promise. Because our labor is not in vain. It is not empty. It is not for nothing. Your work for the Lord, your labor for the Lord, your doing good for the Lord, for other people, accomplishes something. Let that sink in. It's not for nothing. Why am I doing this? Nobody cares. Nobody sees. It is not for nothing. It is accomplishing something, and it is pleasing to Him. You think of all those good things that you're doing. All the areas you're serving Him, all the physical tasks you're doing in your home, throughout your week, on your job, in your church, wherever you might be, all of those things, it is not for nothing. It is accomplishing something, and it is pleasing to Him. He promises us that we will reap if we don't lose heart, if we don't faint, if we don't give up, and if we don't quit. We will reap. We will receive from Him. He's the one who gives the recognition. He's the one. He's the only one that it matters if we please or not. And whether you ever get a thank you here on earth, in your own home or outside of your home and wherever you're doing good, He sees, He knows. There will be a reward for that. Your labor is not in vain, as it told us in Colossians, when we're doing everything as we heartily to the Lord, because we're going to receive the reward of the inheritance. So don't give up. Don't give up on your doing good. Keep pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, pouring out until you feel empty, but there's going to be a little drop left. And just like that widow in her oil who kept pouring out, it's going to run out. And it didn't run out. He will keep filling you. You know, how many of you have said, okay, I am at the end. I can't, this is it. And then you just keep going. And then you just do it again. You know, because that little drop, He just fills it again. So keep pouring out. Keep praying. Don't give up. Don't give up. It doesn't matter if you see it now or you don't see it. You see it from heaven's view. Keep doing. Don't give up. Keep praying. Don't lose heart. Keep living right when everyone else around you is living wrong. Keep living right. Keep walking with the Lord. Remain steadfast in your home, on your job, in your sphere of influence, with your friends, in your church, wherever you are. Remain upright. Remain steadfast and immovable. So whether you ever get a thank you, whether you ever see the fruit of your labors, God sees. He knows. He is pleased. He will reward. And what is a thank you here on earth compared to what we will receive in heaven? And maybe those who don't get thanked and recognized and appreciated just piling up jewels for their crown in heaven. Hebrews 6:10, very encouraging. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. He doesn't forget. He sees your labor of love. No matter to whom it is given to, the good that you, things that you're doing, he sees the labor of love. And one day, when we do not lose heart, we remain steadfast, we're going to hear from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in what I've given you to do, and now enter into the joy of your Lord. Father, thank you for just a simple reminder. And Lord, I pray for any heart here that's heavy, that's tired, that's weary, that has given out, and that seems to be the one that gives out in every relationship they have, every task they do. I pray, Father, that you would fill their hearts. Renew their hearts, Lord. Renew their minds in that one thought that it is not for nothing, that you see, you know. Father, thank you for the reminder that we serve the Lord Christ. And Lord, if our motivation or our reason for serving, for doing good, for loving, for being merciful or kind is not primarily you, I pray that you'd show us. And help us, Father, to turn our heart, turn our minds toward you in pleasing you, in knowing that it is for you and you only that we live, that we serve. Lord, take these truths and have them go deeper within our hearts, Lord. I know we've heard them many, many times throughout our walks with you and our life with you. But I pray, Lord, that it would go way deeper. It would be reality. It would be truth in us. And I pray, Father, that we would not even get to that point of weariness, that we wouldn't get to the point of fainting or losing heart, but we would always abound in our work for you, knowing that we serve the Lord Christ. Father, continue to minister to our hearts, Lord, as we reflect on these things and as we continue to worship you.